Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You know, I talk to you guys. See, I'm a, you know, an artist, aspiring artist. Well, you know, I'm in industry, so thank you for listening. I don't like talking about negativity, but being a podcaster, being a, as well as a singer-songwriter, I have to be honest. And if something is going on, it's been going on for perpetually for years. You know, I'm a good person. I've always tried to be fair to other people, even people who I, you know, have trouble with or people, regardless of who they are. But in the ideal life, everything would be fine. Because, you know, we can be free to agree or disagree and still be nice to people. Unfortunately, I have individuals in my where I live or nearby who are not nice. They are very heinous people, you know. They're antisocial. They do illegal things. They're racist, and they're perverts. They're all that. And today I was just coming across them. They said they were angry at me because I talked about online about on podcasts and, you know, about things. You know, when I'm on podcasts, I try to keep things confidential to protect everybody, because everybody have a right to privacy, and also for legal reasons. I don't mention anyone's name because to protect my rights. Because I don't want to be sued for defamation of character or something. But at the same time, I have to be honest. But these individuals have made statements. They did not want me to be in the industry. They want to destroy my reputation. And the reasons were because I didn't want to be a counselor, which is insane. And I'll talk about that one. Two, they were bigoted. They're targeting me because of my skin color. Three, they didn't want me to live in the building. And four, they said they put me online without authorization. Five. Now, again, I mentioned in previous podcasts, if you haven't heard, that these individuals need to seek mental health treatment or get investigated by LAPD, because, you know, when they say they want me to be like a mental health counselor, I did not come to L.A. to be a mental health counselor. I came to L.A. to be an entertainer. I'm a singer. I'm a songwriter. I'm an actor. I'm a podcaster. This is where dreams are. There's lots of people of different age, sizes, shapes, okay? So for them to say that, I just cannot believe. And that's the reason why I'm putting this podcast out for everybody to hear, because if you hear any allegations about me out there in the music world or the music business or so on, disregard it and contact me directly, the real Dove Knight Professional, because that's what it's all about. Do not listen to haters, because what these individuals are trying to do is destroy my life and destroy my dreams, and that's not necessary. I mean, they got to be insane if they don't know what kind of place, you know, the Hollywood business is, and that includes outside of near Hollywood, anything near Hollywood, Studio City, Van Nuys, or Santa Monica, Beverly Hills, or Glendora, or lots of places, downtown LA. Hollywood is a business, not just in Hollywood, but it's around Hollywood as well. So don't try to take my dreams away or destroy me, because simply I want to be an artist. I have the talent, and I deserve to be able to be left alone and go for that dream. Two, if I don't mention that what I said in a, you know, five situations, I just do it in the best way, too. Now, these individuals said they liked, they prefer a less open-minded environment. Being in the L.A. area, L.A. County, or even or Los Angeles, Hollywood, or even still California is not a place for someone who's not open-minded. And regardless of where they come from, they should not be practicing racism or want segregation or so on. Because areas like Studio City or Van Nuys or Santa Monica or Beverly Hills are very open. What is good and bad in everybody, but to target me for my race or for my religion is wrong. It is totally wrong. So I hope, you know, that, you know, they could be investigated and be charged with a crime or investigated by the state or the L.A. if they target me for bigotry because of my race or anything related, any type of discrimination is wrong, period. And I do believe that they have those attitudes because they use the N-word. They said that they want segregation. They said that they want to hang me. Unfortunately, this happens to a lot of African Americans. And I'm going to make the statement. Everything I said in these podcasts are true. I don't like bringing it up, but it's about how haters want to take away my dreams, destroy me for self-centered moments of antisocial and criminal behavior. And I have alerted the LAPD about it, but I don't like talking about this in podcasts because I prefer to talk about my music. And that's what I write about. It's good something to write about, a good song to write about, you know, write about these issues because it gives me a lot to write, good and bad. Because when you're dealing with people who have a dark side, I have to keep away from them. I'm positive. I'm an artist. And that's what I would like to say in this regard. I have a dream and I have a life, and I'm not going to let it be destroyed by evil human beings who are jealous and want to undermine it for their self-centered and evil motives. And three, you know, if I don't get around to the five, I'm going to say this. Now, the allegations I have mentioned in podcasts about voyeurism, peeping in my bedroom and bathroom, while they have not been proven, we're trying to find evidence because these individuals said they were filming inside my home, installed a device to look in my bathroom, bedroom, or inside the living room. That's criminal, okay? And these individuals have criminal records. They think it's okay to peep in my home. I think that's illegal. It's wrong. It's wrong. And LAPD been alerted about this, and they came over here. You know, it really is wrong for them to have any device, as is against the law. They can go to prison for this, just like they can go to prison for being, for participating in any hatred or any type of harassment based on bigotry. Again, you know, as we're looking for these devices, or if you see anybody or have anyone seen me on Twitter or so on, let me know because and let the LAPD know. They must be known because that's illegal. I would never authorize anyone to have any kind of instrument, any type of instrument, camera or whatever, to be installed on my window, bathroom, bedroom for me to look at. That's a private area or living room, et cetera. Unfortunately, why I don't like talking about these issues, I have to bring it, be very careful, because that while everything I said is truthful and unfortunate and sad, it's really, to me, a concern that the individuals, the management, and the people in this area have not dealt or put these people, investigated these people for doing these things. And, you know, it's about trying to destroy a dream. And I didn't do anything to them. I guess I don't know them at all, and they just perpetually come over here. Then I realized it was jealousy. I guess they heard my song, and they heard my music, and they didn't want me to make it to the next level. So they come, they gossip and say things at me constantly, and then they were gossiping, saying things at me constantly in front of my face, say things. And I don't feel safe, so it was important that perhaps I may have to move, you know. But it's important for me to talk about this, because if anyone on Twitter have heard about Duff Knight, because I'm an African-American, if you see anybody named Duff Knight, and it's a tongue or whatever, or you see, let me know at the real Duff Knight Professional, because I got to know what's going on, or any gossip, or Facebook, or Instagram as well. I'm an artist, and I'm here to entertain to you. And I'm also a communicator, because as a podcaster, I like to talk about issues. While I talk about my music a lot, this is one issue that I talked about, because maybe it's perhaps that due to me already having some fame to some regard, that I'm dealing with the dark side of having a little fame, where people say things or to hinder my potential. It's important that no one goes through that who has ambition or who are just simply expressing themselves, because it's wrong for me to experience this, not to mention being judged or targeted for bigotry, because bigotry is a no-no. It is a no-no. Not in this society. You won't get away with bigotry. You cannot be a bigot. You know, L.A. County, you know, Hollywood does expand to Studio City and Hollywood, West Hollywood, you know, Santa Monica, Van Nuys, North Hollywood, Glendora, or Woodland Hills. It's very open. And it's important that I can continue to go for dreams. And why I'm not doing anything related to music in this segment, my next segment will be all about music and enjoyment. And while, you know, in the situation as it is, you know, we are here to live and be happy. And I'm going to leave it there. Live and be happy and not be harassed or to deal with people who have self-centered motives or jealousies or bigotries or any type of ulterior motives. Again, I would never authorize anyone to look at my home, but we need more evidence. So I will say at this time, there's no evidence of trespassing or voyeurism, but it might be. So we'll continue to have the police to investigate and so on. Now, the last thing I want to say is that, as I said on my tweets, and as I said on Instagram or Facebook, my mental health is fine, because I dealt with these same people who made false allegations about my mental health, calling me a schizophrenic, and that's defamation of character. That's a malicious lie. I am well, perfectly well and fine. I will never, ever lie to the public who listens to my podcast or buy my music or listen to my music. There's nothing wrong with people who have that diagnosis, because everybody who has a mental health diagnosis in that regard should be respected. I did have mental health troubles related to bad experiences of homelessness and so on, which led to PTSD. So you can say yes in that regard, but not schizophrenia or any other malicious lie, because no one should be diagnosed from a distance or to be called something that is a word to be dehumanized or to put down. There's nothing wrong with having a mental illness, because we all need to work on something. And while I do believe that in some regard, living a life as a human being, we get exposed to things that could affect our mental health, and me, that's definitely no exception. My mental health is fine. because I'm aware I'm healthy. But the unfortunate karma that I have to deal with is dealing with people who are trying to destroy my dreams and attack me simply because I was talented and because they were racist and bigots and they used the N-word and so on because they did not want me to get ahead in the music business. And, you know, that's not fair. Just like I'm honest in my business of music, you know, with my writings and so on, that I have control of that, I'm honest to you. So let's celebrate each other. Let's celebrate, because I will not be doing another segment on this. I'll probably tweet something about it. I'm going to be okay, and you're going to be okay. And the last thing I want to say is, may all your wishes and dreams come true like I hope mine's come true. Because we all deserve a break today, and we all deserve to be happy. May God bless you all. Good day, good night from Death Night.